Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And after I got born again, became a Christian and became a minister, I've studied Christian, history of the Christian church and the history of every outpouring and of every revival. And you'll find it to be true, my friends, that every revival since the day of Pentecost that has honored the Lord Jesus Christ has been a revival of the supernatural.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Supernatural, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I wanted you to notice, particularly without going into further great detail here, in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the prayer that the believers prayed after that Peter and John were taken in question, after the healing of the crippled man at the gate called Beautiful, the lame man, and they were threatened, commanded to preach and teach no more in the name of Jesus, and being let go, they went to their own company, reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them, and they, the whole company of believers, lifted up their voices one accord in God in prayer, and said, Behold, thou art God, and which has made the heaven and earth and the sea and all them that is, and so on. And then they concluded that prayer by saying, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, the 29th verse, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be wrought by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And the next verse said, And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake the word of God with boldness. Then in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul said, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want you to notice the expression, faith in the power of God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I said to you on Monday night, and this is a continuation of that message, we will repeat some things we said, because we didn't say everything the Lord wanted to say. In fact, couldn't finish the message in the time we had. But prior to camp meeting, last year and this year, we've taken 2 weeks out of our schedule, and at 10:30 each morning till 12, we pray out on the Rhema campus, especially just for camp meeting. And this year, the services that I conducted, I was there and some of the rest of them that I didn't conduct, but I was led by the Spirit of God to go here to the Acts of the Apostles and to examine the prayer life of the early church. How did they pray? What did they pray for? And so we see them here at this first prayer meeting, so to speak. And we notice that they prayed, Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word. They prayed for boldness to speak the word of God. They prayed for healing, and that signs and wonders would be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Well, in those prayer meetings, we would pray with our understanding, and then we'd all look to the Spirit of God within us and trust Him to help us to pray. For after all, Paul writing to the Romans said, We know not for what to pray as we ought. And you just don't know how to get the job done as you should with your own intellect, your own mind. But thank God the Holy Ghost who resides in our spirits knows how to get it done. And so then we trusted Him and prayed in the Spirit, or prayed in other words with other tongues. And I'd say to them, just get comfortable, kneel if you want to. Walk if you want to. I like to walk a lot of times and pray. Just don't do something that'll disturb other people in praying. Otherwise, just do whatever you want to, get comfortable, and we'll just pray in the Spirit. Well, I was walking across a platform praying in the Spirit with other tongues, and the Spirit of God said to me, the key word of this camp meeting is the word supernatural. Hallelujah. And so we made that the key word, hallelujah. I'll Monday night give you the dictionary definition of the supernatural. Number one, it's of or proceeding from an order of existence beyond nature or the visible and observable universe. Number two definition of the word supernatural is the divine operation or intervention with the miraculous. Number three definition of the supernatural was something miraculous or marvelous. Praise God. And so we pointed out to you that the universal man believes in the supernatural. The Bible is a record of miracles and divine interventions. It is history of the outbreaking of the supernatural realm into the natural. Beginning with Abraham in the Old Testament, all of the major characters of the Old Testament history were miracle workers, or better, God wrought the supernatural through them. The thing that lifted Joseph from the prison to the office of the prime minister of Egypt was the supernatural. Israel's deliverance from Egypt that we've all studied from the time we were little Sunday school children. The thing that delivered Israel from Egypt's bondage was a series of the manifestation of the supernatural that shook Egypt to its very foundation. The crossing of the Red Sea, the 40 years in the wilderness were a series of manifestations of the supernatural. The object of the manifestation of the supernatural was to separate Israel from the dead gods of Egypt and bind them to worship the living God of Abraham. Hallelujah. Now, when the supernatural ended, you read the Old Testament. When the supernatural ended, Israel lapsed into heathenism. And they only came back into fellowship with their God after a series of staggering supernatural manifestations. If we had time, which we don't in this message, it would be very interesting, and I want to sometime, to study the supernatural manifestations of the conquest of Canaan. And then to study the period of the four kinds of the four great supernatural or miraculous manifestations recorded in Daniel that sent Israel back from captivity into their own land, free from idolatry, establishing a precedent for a nation of slaves set free, and sent them to their own country with permission, and yea, even more, bless God, with funds to rebuild their city and their temple and establish its worship. It has no parallel in human history. It is a distinct and a definite manifestation of the supernatural power of God. Now, when Jesus began his public ministry, it was a ministry of the supernatural. Every revival since the day of Pentecost that has honored that humble Galilean, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been a revival of the supernatural. I've always been, well, history's always been my favorite subject. I've always studied history. When I was in school, I could read a chapter in history and just get up and recite it word by word, never forget it. And after I got born again, became a Christian and became a minister, I've studied Christian, history of the Christian church and the history of every outpouring and of every revival. And you'll find it to be true, my friends, that every revival since the day of Pentecost that has honored the Lord Jesus Christ has been a revival of the supernatural. I think sometimes about the great Methodist movement. I've read extensively from John Wesley. Wesley talks about when the first person fell under the power of God in his meeting. He didn't know what it was. And you know, if you read the history of Methodism, you'll find out in John Wesley's meetings that when he had preached, the power of God would fall, people would fall on the floor, hundreds of them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's RHEMA.ORG, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And, you know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well. But right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You can use pastoral ministry, biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps. Which is just helping in the church, being
part
involved in the church. And then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
But
the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.